Thanks so much for joining us for day number two. We're talking with Rick Crawford, Congressman of the 1st Congressional District here in Arkansas. And Congressman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
You bet.
Well, let's talk about this. This is a Safe Roads Act of 2011 you introduced. Let's talk about this for a moment.
Well, this is basically taking a model that exists in Arkansas now, which is a clearinghouse for basically a drug testing database, and applying it nationally. Now, what this does and how it works, it simply identifies individuals who have tested positive as part of a condition of employment or as part of, through the application process or through just the ongoing monitoring, someone who tests positive for drug use, and either they're declined employment or they're terminated. Well, what we've seen happen in the past is if they're declined employment or terminated from Company A, then they go and apply at Company B, and Company B has no way of knowing whether or not they've had a positive test for drug use. And so they end up hired, and now you've got a drug-using driver, and that threatens the safety of the highways. So what the trucking industry in Arkansas did was created this clearinghouse so that once a driver's identified as having tested positive for drug use, his information goes into this database so that when he's terminated or denied employment for drug use, he can't then go after, waiting for a week or two or three for the system to clean up, and then he goes and applies at another company, and they have no way of knowing that he's a drug user. Well, now they do. This is very, very important because it's preventing those drivers from going to work that are drug users and creating problems for safety on the road. Now, why we've applied this nationally is because what we saw take place in Arkansas is that these drivers would, if they couldn't secure employment in Arkansas, then they would just go over to Oklahoma or wherever and apply there, and those carriers in Oklahoma had no way of knowing whether this individual was a drug user or not. And if we've got this national clearinghouse, this database that shows, a history of drug use, then an employer will know that, and he can decline their employment based on their test results.
Now, who will be the overseer of that?
Well, it's going to come under the Department of Transportation, but this is going to be a privately funded deal. In fact, what it's going to be funded on a kind of on a user fee basis. So, if you want to access the database to run a particular individual, you do that, but you do it at your own expense. And so what you're going to see is basically a bid process that goes out to allow private companies to compete for the contract to administer the program, and then the industry essentially is paying for this on their own because the industry is concerned about safety. And so this is not a program that's going to be implemented at taxpayer expense, and that's the other great thing about it. It's basically the industry policing itself. And so you have to really credit the trucking industry for recognizing that being a problem and taking the appropriate action at their own expense because they know it's in their interest to do so, and they want to keep the roads safe just like we do, and so they recognize that this could be a problem ongoing, and that was the reason for their move to this model. And so we were able to get the language in the Highway Reauthorization Bill, and we dropped a bill with it and as just kind of an insurance policy in case for some reason the language were not included. But fortunately, we were able to get the language included in the reauthorization bill. So we're excited about that, and hopefully that'll help make our highways and roads more safe.
We've been talking with Congressman Rick Crawford here on KFFB's Open Mic. You can find this program at kffb.com. Just click on the Open Mic program button. And Congressman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. We'll be talking with you tomorrow. Flooding and disaster relief in the 1st District.